Blog Talk Radio.
With Angela Butler. Today the interview is with Reverend Jesse Jackson. Good afternoon, Reverend Jackson. How are you doing today, sir?
How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's an honor to be able to interview you again.
Well, there are two things that excite me.
Yes. Okay.
We won the legislation in Florida.
Wonderful.
1.4 million people back on the rolls who have been removed, who can vote again.
The new standard
of sentencing for Terrence McCohen.
Yes, sir.
One characteristic of justice is proportional. So if he, at the behest of the president, pays off prostitutes and all kind of financial manipulations and lies and covers up and gets 3 years. If that's where mercy and grace determine the outcome, that sentence should be broadly applied. There are some youth in Cook County jail have been there 1 to 5 years on pretrial detention, waiting for trial. They come to court and they've been in jail longer than the sentence is, so that they walk away free.
Yes, sir.
We want some Cohen justice for everybody.
Cohen justice for everybody. Yes, sir. I understand.
Yeah, I'm not saying he should have any more. I'm just saying one set of rules. You can't have white rich justice and poor black justice, poor black and brown justice.
No, sir. And my understanding is that he breached it. Am I correct, Mr. Cohen did?
No, that's the other guy, Manafort.
Manafort? Okay, thank you for correcting.
What he did was, in ghetto language, they call it snitching. He told on his boss. And they had mercy on him and gave him grace. Well, the one thing about these ghetto kids who was on the drug dealers, they were talking about they're scared of for their lives. Resulted by 80% of the crime in Chicago, murders are unsolved. They will not do what Cohen did. But if they do, it means they get short sentences and protections. Let Cohen justice apply across the board.
Let Mr. Cohen's justice apply across the board. He's President Trump's attorney, a former attorney, Mr. Cohen is.
That's right.
Yes, he was in the hush payment, I believe, with Ms. Stormy Daniels.
That's right.
Playboy.
Two ladies.
two ladies. Yes, sir, there were two. Yeah, okay, I understand that. Mr. Stormy Daniels, Boss Staircase, I understand what black and brown justice is and what Mr. Coyne's justice is. Mr. Coyne is a white man, though, sir, in America.
Yeah, well, my point is part of our job is always raise the bar of justice high enough for everybody to see. The reason we do so well in athletics, in football, for example, is where the Bears can beat the Rams on Sunday night. When the playing field is even and the rules are public and the goals are clear and the referee is fair and the score is transparent, we can win. So all we want is one set of rules.
Yes, Mr. Reverend Jackson, I understand that, and I hope that happens here in America. I really do. I don't see much justice.
The civil rights promise, equal protection under the law. We want equal protection under the law. That's all.
Yes, sir.
I'm not mad at him. I want everybody to have the same deal. That's the Tommy jails will become libraries and museums.
You're saying, if I understood you, Reverend Jesse Jack, the civil rights, and I know that you fought hard for, and in 2018, the many, everyone benefited for the work you did with civil rights in the 60s.
Well, that's all right. Well, that's a good thing. I've been good for those who came before me. It's a change from slavery to freedom.
Yes, sir, and that's because of you.
All right.
And so that's because you. That's why I can do this radio show, because of you. But
are you so special?
Yes, sir. I don't know about Mr. Coyne. I know, but where I live in a small town. We don't see a lot of black and brown justice. Everything but
they're
discriminating.
What's a small town?
3,500 people. I'm in Northwest Florida, sir.
All right.
Panhandle of Florida.
Yeah, I know what it is. All I'm saying
that's
is,
where you defended.
We really want one set of rules, okay?
Yes, sir. One set of rules for black people, too. Black and brown people.
Give everybody my regards, okay?
Yes, sir. And thank you for what you did in Panama City, Florida. And I pray that what you're pushing for and advocating for have been most of your adult lives happen. I hope black people do get one set of rules and equal justice.
Thank you
for what you did in Panama City, Florida at the boot camp.
All right.
Thank you, sir. All right, everyone, you've been listening to Reverend Jesse Jackson. You heard what he said. He would like to see equal justice like Mr. Coyne received from black and brown people. As we all know, Reverend Jesse Jackson has fought since maybe before adulthood, even a very young in adulthood, for civil rights, and he's still fighting. He says that's what civil rights are for. That's what the civil rights laws are for, so equal justice. Equal justice for black and brown people, like Mr. Coyne received. He's not against Mr. Coyne. He's saying equal justice in the United States of America, America. And as we all know, we have him to thank for the things we can do today, such as host a radio show. Go into restaurants through the front door. I'll make things I probably haven't even thought of. Going to restaurants, ride on the front of the bus, the planes. And it goes a lot deeper than those basic things, those basic freedoms. It goes a whole lot deeper from voting to all sorts of things. So we have to give credit what credit due. Reverend Jesse Jackson is the reason we get minimum wage, above minimum wage, he's one of the reasons that we're in and all sorts of things. And, of course, my cousin, Mr. John Merrick, too. He's James Meredith's son. So he's the reason here in the South we have integrated colleges and universities. All right, everyone, thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'll be continuing to watch the news on Mr. Coyne and Manafort and equal justice in America for black and brown people. Everyone, have a great day.